Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The alleged gunman in the Oxford, Michigan high school shooting is set to be tried as an adult on one count of terrorism causing death and four first-degree murder charges. Authorities announced the charges against 15-year-old Ethan Crumley on Wednesday. Crumley, a sophomore, was previously flagged by administrators for behavior in the classroom that they felt was concerning. A meeting with school officials and Crumley's parents was conducted the same day as the terrorist attack. The CDC and health authorities in California confirmed the first case of COVID-19 linked to the newly discovered variant Omicron in the United States on Wednesday, saying an individual who recently returned from South Africa tested positive for the strain. The case was detected in San Francisco, California.
They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
Dr. Grant Colfax is the director of health for the city and county of San Francisco. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
President Biden's social spending program, advertised as Build Back Better, has more questions than answers. No one seems to know how much it will cost or what's all included in the bill.
With the bipartisan infrastructure package passed into law, Democrats are now focused on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda to provide Americans with more benefits and good-paying union jobs. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan joins Fox Business and says he hopes the bill does not pass the Senate, otherwise inflation will continue to grow.
When you spend like crazy, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a 31-year high inflation rate. So that's where we're at. Let's hope they stop it.
The Biden administration continues to say it expects inflation to decrease in 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll have the Cowboys playing at the Saints. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A graduate from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, Pennsylvania Senate primary candidate Dr. Oz on Newsmax, says when you mix medicine and politics, you get politics.
I think if I look back at my life, the realization that my parents as immigrants were welcomed by this country, which afforded opportunities unimaginable to other places, and which of course led to my success directly, is something that generated a debt. I want to repay my debt. Yes, all those things you said are true, and I've had a blessed life, but it's because I am an American living in America, and I want to repay that debt by running for public office. It, no matter what happens, it's worth it because I owe the country that. And I'm going to be a public servant. I do believe choices should be ours. I've taken on big pharma. I've taken on big tech. I've taken on big agrochem. And I've got scars to prove it. You witnessed me go through some of these trials and tribulations. But I cannot be bought. I'm passionate about this because I know that if I serve the people of Pennsylvania and this country wisely, I can make a difference in addressing some of the crises that we're all witnessing, you know, the erosion of American values that viewers probably are nodding their head yes, because we all see it right in front of us, but we're unable to empower each other to react. My candidacy is about that very reality. You know, I'm my own person. I don't want to be put in the box. I'm very proud of who I am, but I do respect what the Trump voter is feeling, which is they recognize that someone stood up for them, someone took hits on them, someone fought for them, and they want their turn. And as a doctor, I'll tell you, when you mix politics and medicine, you get politics.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only, no baloney, James Herson. I'm telling you, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Mr. James, how you be?
I'm great. Had a great Thanksgiving, moving into another slow news week, and it's just great.
Yeah, it just keeps on coming, I'm telling you. Hey, we didn't get a chance to talk about Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg teaming up for the face-based film Stew, which almost, when you read the opening, it almost sounds like a little bit of one of those bar jokes, you know? You got a priest who's a boxer and Mel Gibson.
And it's, yeah. Well, both Mel, it's really interesting because Mel and Mark, Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg, both had kind of rough edges around them growing up. They went through turbulent times when they were young and have had their share of turbulent times as adults. And both of them have experienced faith. Reconciliation with God, and it's quite amazing really when we look at the history of Judeo-Christianity, the people that God chooses are imperfect, they're sinners, real serious sinners, and a lot of times they're hostile to faith. You know, we talked on your show about C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, St. Augustine, St. Paul. I mean, this is the pattern. So this is an interesting character. Father Stuart Long, a beloved priest based in Helena, Montana. But he started out, he was actually a very almost pro boxer. He was real talented. He won statewide championships. He became hurt his jaw bad and had to have surgery, and he had to quit boxing, and he went to Los Angeles and took up acting and got involved with the entertainment business, and he was able to get jobs as extras and in commercials, but he soon was disillusioned with that business, as a lot of people have become.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And he got a gig at the Norton Simon Museum. And then he had a habit of riding motorcycles, as many young men did back then. And he got in a real terrible accident. And so this is a similar pathway that a lot of people have when something really bad happens in their life and they're forced to stop and kind of reevaluate their life. He had a profound religious experience, and at the time he was in love with a woman he was planning to marry, but God had different ideas for him and called him to become a Catholic priest. So soon after he had joined the church, he had basically no religious background at all. He was called to become a priest, and of course, he didn't get married, but he became a very unusually effective priest, the kind of priest that his pastoral abilities were such that people were lining up to see him, to seek his counsel, to go to confession with him. And part of the reason for that is another cross that he bore. He discovered right before he was ordained as a priest, he discovered that he had a very serious terminal illness, very similar to Lou Gehrig's disease, but a very rare illness, an autoimmune thing that kind of causes your muscles to degenerate. And he was already on crutches when he was ordained, and a lot of his very short career, 6 years, was done from rehab in a nursing home, effectively, and people would come to him there. And so it's a real one of these. It's a true story about a real guy. And Wahlberg got the idea when he heard the story, and he actually went to the bishop that was in charge of Helena, Montana at the time. And now he's bishop of Las Vegas, a diocese, and asked, you know, for his permission and blessing to do this. And Wahlberg, who's very serious, you know, I've actually been in the same facility with Worship Church with Mark Wahlberg. I know how serious he is, and he is. He wants to give back. You know, he feels bad about his early career. He feels some of the stuff that he was doing when he was sort of a hip-hopster. And then, of course, he did that movie Boogie Nights, and he's always voiced his regret at doing that movie. But in any case, he's put together something, and they finished shooting it. I don't think they finished post-production. And they really don't have a release date yet, but it is, it's going to be really,
it's one to look forward to. Yeah.
A labor of love. And, you know, in contrast, I mean, I don't know about you, but boy, oh boy, you know, we have more choices than ever. We have so many, when it comes to entertainment, and so much of it is trash, filth, stuff with shoehorned agenda in it, and just not very entertaining. And so it's like trying to find the needle in a haystack, the proverbial needle in a haystack, to find things, number one, that are worth watching or worth engaging in for entertainment content, or ones that you would want family members and loved ones to actually experience. So I rarely find things that are worth watching, and it really takes effort. And I feel so bad for young parents today and young people with the garbage that is and the filth that is tossed their way, and, you know, unfortunately from influential people. But in any case, this will be edifying and different.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that. You know, you talk about God using, you know, people that you would not otherwise think would be suitable. I mean, you know, Mel Gibson with The Passion of the Christ, of course, all-time number one Christian movie ever. And, you know, and I'm sure probably there were some people of faith scratching their head and going, Mel Gibson, really? You're using Mel Gibson? And, you know, but, you know, we have to be reminded, as you suggested, is that God's gene pool for purity is not very deep, is it? I mean, you know, we're all fallen and we all need him. So, you know, of course he's going to use what's available. And of course he always seems to use, what seems to confound the alleged wise of our culture, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we want to know the character of God. All we have to look at is the life of Jesus Christ. We know ultimate goodness is reflected in his words.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We got to go to break, James, real quick. Let's hit the pause. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from James Herson after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Within 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with James Herson, the legal analyst and best-selling author. You know, as you were saying, James, right before the break there, I mean, Jesus is the ultimate gift for the season, and here we are entering the first week of Advent, which addresses hope. And, you know, and as I think about that, as the first candle that we lit on Sunday for hope, representing hope, you can't help but think, what do people do when they have no hope?
Well, and of course, there are people who we would think would have no hope. You know, when we look, you know, we're very blessed still in the United States of America. But we know there are people who are living lives where you would think they have no hope. And yet, they find the virtue and the theological virtue of hope. They find it in the notion that, number one, that what we talked about is that through grace, that God offers a clean slate and redemption and the ability, the path towards holiness. And we also know, and you mentioned Advent, Advent is sort of the lead up to where we're going to celebrate certainly the second highest important holiday in the Christian tradition, which is the incarnation, the Christmas. It's the incarnation. And we have the hope because we believe, and the sacred scripture tells us, that Jesus, the Son of God, the Redeemer of mankind, he's not done. He's coming back. And that's our blessed hope. And so, we have, there's a whole font of hope present in the Christian religion, present in the reservoir of faith. Mm-hmm. And so, and people in the most adverse situations tap into that, and they live hopeful and joyful existences.
Right.
And we can even do that even as we watch the absolute, utter evil around us in a world that we already knew was fallen, but now we have some real serious reminders of how
because we're getting closer to Jesus coming back, and that's the warning that we have, you know, and I believe the other aspect of the Christmas season, it reminds us that God is with us, Emmanuel. God is with us. And for a, you know, an argument, and a human argument, that God is, you know, is detached from his creation is the biggest lie. And Jesus coming was the affirmation, the reaffirmation of God's promises that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he was coming back for us. And that's what this reminds us of in this whole season. And I pray that our hearts are prepared to understand and take that in as much as we can, because it's so supernatural and so awesome that, as C.S. Lewis would call it, he'd say ineffable. It's beyond awesome. You know, when you consider that God is with us, that he hasn't abandoned us, as you say, even in the midst of a pandemic and the evil that's reigning, you know, around not just our country, but around the world these days, James.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's hard to express in words. I think that's what C.S. Lewis, a master of words, would say when he used ineffable. He said, you know, it's just, you can't express it. And it's in the scripture when it says, I cannot see, ear cannot hear, neither can the mind conceive what God has in store for those who love him. And you imagine how much you understand, people understand what real transcendent holy love is. They know that with their families, they know with their children, with their spouse, with their siblings, with their parents. They understand love, but that pales. That's nothing compared to what the power of love that the creator of the universe in his infinite goodness, the capacity of love that he has.
Yes.
And when that's realized, for an individual to think that he who created me loves me, it is impossible to actually get your arms around it completely, but its power is transformative, of course.
Right.
And that's what, you know, redemption and being born again and the various ways we describe the Christian experience, that's exactly what it is. And this is, this beautiful season is where we celebrate the love that's beyond our comprehension that the Holy Virgin Mother had for the incarnate child who actually was the deity being formed in her womb, being born and being loved and nurtured. That kind of love is truly, just to meditate on it, is an amazing, fulfilling thing. And that's what we do as we lead up to Christmas. That's what Christmas is about.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of Christmas, you write about A Wonderful Life and how Hollywood and, dare I say, a majority of Americans still is in love with this movie. I mean, surprisingly, as many things have been canceled these days at the hands of the canceled culture, A Wonderful Life is, it's like beyond canceling. I mean, it is such a tradition, such a mainstay of the very things that you and I have been talking about. You know, God's grace, God's mercy, his love for us, it's manifested so many ways that it has, over the decades, become such a staple of the holiday, hasn't it?
No, it's unbelievable. And, you know, ironically, when it first came out, it wasn't well received by the critics. It didn't do well at the box office. But it was Frank Capra, the genius director. It was his favorite movie. It was Jimmy Stewart's favorite movie. It's on every critic's top 10 list. It's the number one inspirational film of all time, according to the American Film Institute. And it has been, you know, Capra said he made the movie basically to counter the modern atheist trends of his time in the 1940s.
Wow.
So there are militant groups that don't like this movie. After all, it has angels in it. It's a theistic movie. But they can't seem to stop it. And what was striking to me is, you know, even in the ultra woke community of Hollywood, they're actually having a charitable event to honor the late Ed Asner. He has a charity, and a good one, that helps children with special needs and their families. And they're doing what they call a table read. That's essentially like a radio play where they read the script, and they're doing it for charity. And this includes just a whole host of, you know, of Hollywood people. Jason Sudeikis from SNL and from lots of movies.
How cool is this?
George Bailey, George Wendt from Cheers. He's going to be Uncle Billy, and it's got Martin Sheen, Rosario Dawson, Kathy Bates, Ed Harris, just a whole long list, and they're doing It's a Wonderful Life. And I thought they wouldn't do this with Gone with the Wind, because that's canceled. But thanks be to God, It's a Wonderful Life.
Amen.
Continues, and it will be on this year, Christmas Eve, on NBC. It still owns the rights. And it's going to be on December 4th as well. And it'll be
streaming. And it's amazing. You know, I have a dear friend, Jimmy Hawkins, who played the baby in that movie, who has kind of been the heir apparent and the champion of It's a Wonderful Life, and Donna Reed. I mean, Donna Reed has become so identified with this movie, and Jimmy has been there to honor, you know, her legacy as well, of her great body of work. You know, It's a Wonderful Life still stands out so glaringly for her, and what an incredible actress. We got about 25 seconds left, so I'm going to let you wrap it up.
It's a very, I dare anyone to watch it, even if you've seen it.
Yes.
Open mind and see it.
That's why it's so much of a tradition. James Herson, the one and only New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, is always appreciated, buddy.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits. But you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on a major abortion law challenge. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart says that states and not courts should be deciding hard issues like abortion. He urged the Supreme Court to set aside precedent that was set by Roe v. Wade.
When an issue affects everyone and when the Constitution does not take sides on it, it belongs to the people.
Stewart says a viability threshold banning abortion restrictions before 24 weeks is unworkable. Mississippi's law would ban the procedure at 15 weeks of pregnancy.
If people actually believe that it's all political, how will we survive? How will the court survive?
Justice Sonia Sotomayor, relating concerns about the court overturning long-standing precedent because of a shifting makeup of the court. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And yes, we've got the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. I take it you survived from the holiday. Everything is good. And holiday one, we checked that box, and now we're heading into the Christmas season. All kinds of fun for you right there in New York, right?
Oh, well, Bill, great to talk to you. Yeah, I had a very nice Friendsgiving with some folks down in the financial district. My parents and my sisters all live in California, so I do Thanksgiving in, on the East Coast. No sense going all the way to the West Coast, all the way back, and then all the way out again 3 weeks later. So I did Friendsgiving here, which is wonderful, and now we've got Hanukkah going, and then we've got Christmas, then we got New Year's. So it's just you know, one punch bowl after another, fattening dinner after another. So
exactly. Well, at least you're eating. I mean, are you getting into restaurants okay, or do you still have to, you know, give a, you know, some sort of offering there in terms of the secret password, a handshake, and a vaccination card?
It's funny you should ask. Most of the restaurants here, some of them are asking for vaccination cards. Some of them, it just depends. Some ask more than others. The enforcement kind of comes and goes one place to the next. One thing I don't know if I ever mentioned, which is sort of interesting, we actually had speakeasies here when we were in full lockdown before the restaurants were open. I went to a couple places that basically, I think we were supposed to close at 10 o'clock, and these places, a couple of them, I don't know how they got away with it, but they were open until, you know, 1, 2 in the morning, including one place where I went to dinner.
It's because Cuomo was there. That's how they got away with it.
Maybe that's
you
it.
Didn't even notice. He in the back room. He was probably back there. Either one of the Cuomo brothers.
He probably was. They made an exception for him, right? So I was at dinner with a friend of mine, and about 10 o'clock, the waiters went outside, and one of them did, and pulled down those big metal gates you see, and anyway, from the outside, it looked like the place was closed. On the inside, we were eating, drinking, having a great time. No social distancing. The place was totally packed. And then when you got done with your dinner, rather than walk out the front door, you walked out a side door and basically through the entrance to an apartment building. So it was just like being in Prohibition back in the 30s. It was amazing.
Exactly.
Except this was for food, God. Not for drinks. So it's really food speakeasy, basically.
Well, whatever it takes, because the fact of the matter is we're social animals. And to take that away from us, I mean, look at it. You know, here we are 2 years down the road. How did that work for us, DeRoy?
Well, here we are. You know, I think especially a year ago, we heard from candidate Joe Biden that he was going to get in, and the one thing he would do is get rid of the virus, and the pandemic would be behind us. And here it is. We're going into the third year of this nonsense. You know, the masks are coming back, and we've got this new variant, and on and on. And rather than it, waning, it seems to be waxing. It's very, very frustrating to me.
Exactly.
And everybody else just listen to our voices.
Well, and the god of science, Anthony Fauci himself, says, look, it's going to be around for the long haul. And Joe Biden says, good, let's tell everybody I'm running for re-election.
Amazing. Well, I think what this says is that if the standard is that we have to make sure that there is zero COVID, the COVID is completely, utterly eradicated from the face of the earth, that is too high a standard. Any more than cancer totally has gone away.
Or flu.
The flu, bubonic plague pops up. I think the only thing that completely has vanished is smallpox. I mean, that's gone. But a lot of other stuff is, even polio. You have a little bit of polio. It's not totally gone. Obviously, it's 99.99% gone, but not totally gone. And so we just have to figure out some way of living with this thing, which is, you know, you take precautions. If you can get vaccinated, get vaccinated. We have therapies. If you get sick, you get the therapy, you get the therapeutics, et cetera. And if you're at higher risk, take precautions. If you're at less risk, maybe fewer precautions. But, you know, we have to learn to manage this thing rather than just every time there's a new variant, we just lock everything down, hide under our beds. Now the latest thing I hear is that Biden, or Brandon as I call him these days, Brandon wants us, if you go overseas and come into the U.S., to quarantine for a week. I mean, unbelievable, regardless of vaccine status. So even if you've been vaccinated and maybe even had your booster and you go overseas, you're supposed to come home and hide for a month, or a week, I should say, not a month, a week, forgive me. Now, what do you think that's going to do to the tourist industry? You know, if you're coming in from the UK or France or Italy and you want to come to Broadway and see some shows or go to Disney World or something like that, are you supposed to check in a hotel, stay there for a week, you know, watch Netflix and game shows, then on day eight you can go out to a Broadway show or go to dinner or go to Disney World? I mean, if that's going to be the standard, that is going to be the utter collapse of the American tourism business, museum business, theater business, amusement park business, skiing business. I mean, it's going to devastate all those industries and push us back into a further economic decline.
Well, and look what's going on. I mean, you've got federal judges slapping this stuff down, you know, these vaccine mandates and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't have these kind of reasonable conversations amongst polite company anymore because of the propagandized narrative that's been pushed out by the mainstream media and the lefties out there, because with this narrative, this puts them in control and gives them a shot. You know, at another bite of the apple and maybe holding on to some reins of power here, DeRoy.
Well, you call them reins of power. I call them reins of control. And I think almost like leashes on dogs. What the government wants is to put leashes on all of us and treat us basically like their pets. That's the idea. You know, they don't want to wipe us out and kill us, thankfully. But I think they want us to be treated like pets, which is told what to do, you know, sit, heel, roll over, play dead, whatever it might be. And we got the leashes on us, which are the masks and so forth. And they're not going to let go of these instruments of control very easily. And these variants seem to pop up very conveniently enough. And they go, all right, put your mask back on and await orders. And the left likes nothing better than barking orders, continuing with the canine metaphor, barking orders at us. And this is a great opportunity to do it. And I don't think they're going to let go of that that power anytime soon or very easily, unfortunately.
Well, they've got a longer hold on the three eyes, you know, from the injection to immigration to inflation. They've got us exactly where they want us, don't they?
I've not heard the three eyes. Yeah, it sounds like some kind of a triclops, I guess you'd say, or something.
They
do. And by the way, isn't it interesting that Biden's saying, all right, if you come back from, if you're an American, you come back from overseas, you're supposed to quarantine for a week, whether you've been vaccinated or not. But if you come across the border, help yourself, come on in.
Exactly.
You know, don't stop. You don't have to be tested. Don't have to be checked. Just head on in the interior of the country. We'll give you a free plane ticket. And if your family got separated during the Trump years, we'll give you $450,000 each. I mean, the double standard is not just staggering, but insulting. It's almost as if this man actually just wants to insult every American citizen and every American taxpayer and basically just give him, you know, the extended middle digit to all of us, telling us, you know, you got to stay home if you go visit London for a few days. But if you break into the country, help yourself. You're not subject to any of these restrictions. It's deeply, deeply insulting and a complete affront to the concept of individual liberty.
Well, speaking of the middle digit, I don't know if you saw some of the creative signs that were out there in Minnesota. What these people are doing in offering a warm welcome to Brandon, to their cities, whether it's Connecticut or Massachusetts. The natives are very upset, Roy. They're getting it. They realize that it's Joe Biden's policies, and there's just not enough time, and you've already gotten too much of our money to convince us that we can have any hope in a Joe Biden presidency.
Well, it's interesting that he's getting these warm welcomes, as you described them, not in Texas or Florida or Utah, but in places like you mentioned, Connecticut, Minnesota. These are generally states that are pro-Democrat. And Biden's going to pro-Democrat states and getting people who clearly are not very happy and not very impressed with him. And certainly his support among independents has just crashed to the floor. Last I saw, it was about 28% support among job approval among independents. I mean, these are deadly toxic numbers for him.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The level of dissatisfaction this man has been able to generate in just 10 months truly is breathtaking.
Yeah, what does that say about somebody that supposedly got 85 million votes?
Well, I always use the term ballots. He got 85, yes. 81, or 82 million ballots. How many votes?
I'm with you. I don't get this deal. So many people say, well, he 85 million people voted for him. I don't think that that's proven yet. I'll just leave it at that, along the same way. Ballots or votes.
Counted, I think.
Yes.
You know that.
That's exactly. Yeah. New math, old math. I mean, and we're relying on people that can't even count the number of people coming across the border, oh, by the way.
That's right.
Feels like maybe 10,000. I mean, the numbers are staggering. What are we up to, 1.7, 1.8 million people so far this year?
Well, Bill, you know the border's closed. I mean, we've been told that by the Secretary of Department of Health, of Homeland Security, that the border's closed.
Yes.
So that's comforting. The border's closed, but nobody's getting through. So we got that going for us.
Well, so much for their vow that they took when they, took office, right? That they're here to protect and defend our Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm convinced they were crossing their fingers when they took that vow. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're talking with DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Well, to kind of wrap up this first segment, DeRoy, the natives are none too happy. I mean, they really want a government that's going to look out for them. And, the predictions are there's a red wave of coming. But what I'm not hearing is predictions of leadership within the red wave that can manage this opportunity and not fail as they did before when they got the House and they said they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and here we are still living with this nightmare.
Well, that's very true, and while I think at least at the moment the signs look good for the red wave to sweep Nancy Pelosi either into the back benches or maybe all the way back to San Francisco, I wish the election were tomorrow, because so much can happen in at this point probably something like 49 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Who knows what can happen between now and then, or between now and New Year's Eve for that matter. So that's the first thing. Secondly, I'm afraid that my fear is that Republicans and people and conservatives, people on the right, will be overconfident and say, oh, we've got this. This is great. We're going to win. And then not do the hard work that it takes to win. So I'm telling everybody, look, don't assume that this big victory is going to come. We have to work for it. We have to earn it. That means writing checks if you're a donor, knocking on doors and handing out bumper stickers and buttons and flyers if you're a volunteer. If you're a candidate, going out and knocking on all the doors you can, giving as many speeches and TV appearances and radio interviews mm-hmm. like this one as possible. And everybody to the right of Susan Collins has to be working nonstop for the next year to make sure that we put the Democrat House and Democrat Senate into the history books and basically mm-hmm. surround the White House with conservatives to limit the damage Joe Biden can do in the second half of his presidency and again, prepare the ground for a huge Republican win with the White House
exactly.
and the House and Senate in 2024. It's going to take a lot of hard work, and so let's mm-hmm. not get overconfident. It's going to happen. It's something we're going to have to earn, not just be entitled mm-hmm. to.
And it's not over just at the election. And this is, again, why I'm saying is that we've got to hold the politicians accountable. If they're lacking a backbone, we've got to help them. If you've elected them into office, make sure that they do have a backbone, that they have your support in such a way to where they cannot fold on us, because they've been in these positions, they've had golden opportunities, and they've allowed it to, they've made for a lost opportunity here. And there's a lot of major cleanup that has to be done in our government if we're going to get this country back on track. You have no idea how much damage the Marxists have done to this country already that they've baked into the cake, just like what we saw happen with the Trump administration. I mean, it was bad enough that he had all these molds within his administration, but the system was almost... It was flawed to begin with, and how can somebody in 4 years clean up this mess? I don't know how this is going to happen. I mean, this is going to take a generation, I believe, of some serious, focused effort to get this country back on track, DeRoy.
Well, it will, and I think you're absolutely right about that. And we have so many examples, recent and historical, of the GOP just caving in unnecessarily to Democrat demands. We saw just a couple weeks ago when the infrastructure bill was on the House floor, six members of the squad voted against it. And if the GOP had stayed together, the entire infrastructure bill would have died on the House floor.
Exactly.
It would have been deep, deep embarrassment, humiliation for Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer. And they would have to scramble and figure out, okay, what are we going to do to get the Republicans to vote for these things? We're going to get nothing on Biden's desk. And what happened? 13 Republicans rode to the rescue, voted for this bill, and all of a sudden, Brandon gets a big victory, $1.2 million in so-called infrastructure, and a big gust of wind at his back rather than his face. Then we had the debt limit vote back in about 6 weeks ago, and there again, Mitch McConnell rode to the rescue with I believe 10 other Republicans, increased the debt limit. And when these things happen, Republicans are terrible negotiators. They almost never get anything in return. You know, all right, we'll vote for this, but you know, you got to make sure the filibuster stays in place for the next 2 years. No, nothing like that. So we need GOP leaders who will stand up in the House and the Senate and not cave in to the Democrats, number one. Number two, the committees have got to be staffed by chairmen who are awake, alert, energetic, and aggressive, people like Jim Jordan, who will go in and investigate and do the proper oversight that we need. And then wherever possible, institutional things we can do, like this gets deep into the weeds, but the idea of dynamic versus static scoring in when you do budgets. So if you cut taxes, you will assume that they'll have a certain amount of growth, which will help to pay for the tax cuts. There are certain economists who believe in this and others who don't. And even when Newt Gingrich was in, all he needed to do is appoint somebody to the Congressional Budget Office who believed in those things and tell the staff, all right, you're now going to do dynamic scoring on budget bills. He never told him to do that. And all he had to do is call him and say, look, we're doing dynamic scoring. If you don't like it, you've got till 5 o'clock to clear out your desk and go get a job in an economics department at some state college. And peace be with you. They didn't do that. So they just need to be aggressive. They need to be focused. And the idea of just being gentle and being nice because the Democrats will be nice to us, we're well past that. So there's no need to be nice to the Democrats. We don't owe them anything. And if we take over, we take over fully, completely, and with great confidence and apply the ideas and principles and philosophy that will get this country back on track.
What model of niceness have the Democrats demonstrated to Republicans recently? You know, I see Republicans, getting kicked out of the parade left and right by Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. And, and where's the leadership of the Republican Party? I mean, it's almost like they just let them go out as like sacrificial lambs, like somehow they're going to make it up in some other arena. But that, they never made it. Nothing ever is ever made up. It's always, Republicans lose, Democrats win, and Nancy Pelosi gets more ice cream. What do you do?
That's always how it works. I mean, the whole idea of, I'm going to reach across the aisle and be helpful. It's always it's the responsibility of Republicans to reach across the aisle and help the left. You never see the Democrats reaching across the aisle and helping the right. That almost never happens. Maybe Joe Manchin does it occasionally. Yeah. But it's all this one-way street. You know, I remember when Ted Kennedy and Orrin Hatch were in the Senate together. We were the best friends, and these guys hung out together. And it was always up to Orrin to help Ted Kennedy introduce some bill to expand government. It was never Ted Kennedy coming over and helping Orrin Hatch cut taxes or deregulate or reduce the bureaucracy or cut spending. It's always one-way niceness, and it needs to stop. If the other side wants to be nice and help our side, then wonderful. But until I see them displaying some niceness and some warm and fuzzies, it's not up to us to provide that to them. We're well beyond that at this point.
Yeah, they're beholden to us, but nobody's keeping score on that issue, to your point. DeRoy, you've got your new column at Fox, allowing foreign citizens to vote in U.S. elections is a rotten idea. I mean, it is beyond rotten. It just evades common sense.
Yeah, it does. There's a piece that's at foxnews.com, which got posted a few days ago, and I encourage people to take a look at it. And one thing we need to do is, and I point this out at the top of the piece, people like to say, well, you know, this is about non-citizens voting. The telephone in which I'm speaking is a non-citizen. The microphone in which you're speaking is a non-citizen. There's no such thing as a human non-citizen. These aren't non-citizens who the Democrats want to have vote in our elections. These are foreign citizens. They want foreign citizens to vote in our elections. And we need to use the term foreign citizens because that really highlights and accentuates the utter absurdity and the immorality of this idea. In San Francisco, you already have foreign citizens voting in school board elections. Here in New York, the almost a student council, the city council is going to vote, I believe, sometime in the next couple weeks on a proposal to let foreign citizens vote in our local elections. And, you know, that's fraught with all sorts of problems. One is citizenship is important, and one of the encouragements or incentives to become a citizen and do the right thing is that you get to vote in elections. You give that away for free, why bother to be a citizen? Why not just, you know, remain
exactly
permanent green card status? Secondly, we have about 117,000 or so green card holders in New York City who are from China. Now, I'm sure a lot of them are very nice people, but you may have some people in there who are, you know, communist agents or whatever, and they may all decide, okay, we're all going to vote for candidate X or candidate Y for mayor or for district attorney, whatever, and create chaos as a consequence. You know, we don't need that sort of thing. You know, if we ever get in a situation where in either a deep cold war, maybe even a hot war with China, you want people who are citizens of that country voting in American elections, even if it's just for city council and for mayor. It's just a terrible idea, and I think this ought to be dropped from a great height onto the sidewalks of New York where you crash into 1,000 pieces.
Well, you know, you think and discount that maybe a minor local election, it doesn't matter. Well, look at CRT, how it grabbed a hold of school districts across the country. And they realized that while we were sleeping, they took over, and they're promoting this kind of insidious education upon our kids. And the mama bears, thank God they came out and they're pushing. But still, you know, CRT is still out there. It finds another way to reimagine itself. And, of course, backed by the mainstream media that only knows how to lie and not report on things with legitimacy and credibility, want to lead us to believe that CRT has gone by the wayside, but not at all.
Yeah, your CRT is a great example of how, you know, let's say you're, again, you're just a foreign citizen just voting for school board, so you decide, hey, let's put the CRT thing in, and then you've got people in San Francisco or wherever the school board is implementing CRT because maybe the foreign citizens elected, you know, a majority of people on the left to believe in this sort of thing. Or here's another example of how just, you know, just a small local election, who cares? Milwaukee County DA, a man named John Chisholm, one of these very soft on crime prosecutors or so-called prosecutors, he's the one who looked at Daryl Brooks's record, which included, by the way, I'm looking at his rap sheet right now, bail jumping felony. That's literally in the middle of his charge sheet. Despite the fact that he drove a car over his ex-girlfriend and punched her in the face about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, set bail at only $1,000. He was able to post bail for $1,000. Out he went on November 19th, and then I think it was on November 21st, if I remember the date correctly. He took his Ford SUV and drove over 68 people and killed six of them in that Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade. That was just a local election that got John Chisholm in. And look at the tremendous human carnage that resulted from as a result of that guy getting into the DA's position just on local level, letting this sick monster back on the street after his enormous, you know, just an endless rap sheet. And you've got six people dead in the ground and 62 others nursing their wounds. Horrible, horrible. So local elections can have terrible consequences, and letting foreign citizens voting in our elections, even local ones, is just a dreadful idea.
He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care. Godspeed,
right,
my friend.
You as well. Thanks a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final